K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, hosts the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you recording this football episode on Friday, November 22nd, 2024, in the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, the football all the way to men's, women's, cross country, and everything else in between. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you again for taking time out of the day to listen to this episode. And especially for y'all K-State fans out there that are in the KC metro area, yeah, I'm talking to you guys. Not only, of course, the people, students, alum, mothers, fathers, who are K-State fans. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button, and then go ahead and hit that alarm bell. That way, you get notified every time, I mean every time, we post content here on this podcast, which it is daily, including the weekends, like any other podcast. We are probably one of only a few out of the K-State podcast that record post content over the weekends like we do. So we got that going on. That's not how it'd come out. But what I'm saying is we record, get you content, K-State content coverage almost pretty much every day. That's what I wanted to get to there. So again, I know we've been rising up here in the fall schedule, and I appreciate that. Fall seasoning, excuse me. So I appreciate that as well. So all y'all K-State fans, K-State Nation, the students, alum, across the Midwest, across the U.S., including overseas, thank you again so much during this transition year for yours truly. I do gratefully appreciate that, as well as we continue to get better. We got to get better every day, right? Got to get better on this K-State podcast. Speaking of getting better, right? DJ Giddens has been getting better throughout his time at Kansas State University, right? And unfortunately, his team, as I'm sitting here recording this, actually, a day before he takes center stage senior day against Cincinnati, but his team eliminated from Big 12 discussion and cost for a playoff. But prior to that, he was named semifinalist for the Doak Walker Award. He is now one of only 10 running backs left in the country, including he's one of four running backs nominated in the semifinal round from the Big 12 conference. And we sort of talked about the Big 12 backs. I know Podbean app. I keep getting the Podbean and Audioboom mixed up. We're on Audioboom, by the way. but yeah, we talked about the running backs a little bit going all the way back in the beginning of the year. DJ Giddens kind of been underrated a little bit. I shouldn't say a little bit, but more than a little bit by his skills. And maybe I underestimated him a little bit as well. But he's got my attention, and I just love the way the work ethic goes about his business. Me and him got the same personality, if you will. Quiet, goes about his business, bring your lunch pail every day, goes to work, and don't complain about a damn thing. Just go out there, do your job the best of your ability, and then hey, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You do good. You did bad, right? So, but this, especially in the first half of your DJ Giddens rolling on people, and of course lately his office line ain't done shit, so there's that. But he's one of 10 running backs, including, you take away, that's 40% of the backs that are nominated for his Doak Walker Award, best running back in the country. Oh, by the way, that people don't know that, or come, that's 40% of that. Woo, how about that? Okay, get some notification here from NASCAR, sorry about that. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, more. I'll record. By the way, yes, I do another podcast, the EG3 Pod. I'm gonna rate the record after Sunday, after Sunday morning's race. There on that. NASCAR's over, but for me, running wise, it's not over quite yet. It's not over quite yet. So there you go. Enough about me. But anyways, DJ Giddens now semifinalist. This was announced back on Tuesday. DJ Giddens, the fourth player now in school history to be named a semifinalist or a finalist for his Doak Walker Award. You got to go back to Darren Sproles, the last finalist to be named to the Doak Walker list. back in 2003, long ass time ago. They got Daniel Thomas, 2010. And Daniel Thomas, when I was a student at K-State, and yet I'm showing my age, Daniel Thomas was the running back my first year at Kansas State. I mean, I transferred to K-State from, graduated from JUCO, okay? So there's a little something to that. And oh, by the way, yeah, I'm a 2013 graduate of Kansas State University, for those who don't know. But yeah, my first year, 2010, Daniel Thomas was the running back. I heard of him a little bit back in my JUCO, but damn, he was a workhorse for sure. And of course, we all know Deuce Vaughn, 2021 and 2022 semifinalists there as well. And DJ Gins, I know this town, Junction City, DJ Gins, right? This year, over 1,000 yards. Yeah, over 1,000 yards, 1,120 yards, 5 touchdowns, right? Sorry, I'm getting no notification now. So he's got 176 totes, 1,000-yard season. And actually, for Gins, I believe, if my math's correct, back-to-back seasons with 1,000-yard rushing. And this is freaking impressive. And, unfortunately, he's banged up. But it's not. I don't think it's going to stop him. This is senior night coming up, and I don't know when this is going to be posted. It could be tomorrow afternoon, before this game, more than likely. Let's see. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. His offensive line, can his offensive line get out of the snide, too? That's another thing that I've harped on for the last couple weeks on this podcast. Yeah, as well. DJ Gins, fourth player in school history. And speaking of 1,000 yards, it's the Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Not about me. Well, it is my podcast. Eddie Greer, the third. Alex Aiden, also a K-State graduate. Kansas State podcast. DJ Gins is the fourth player in school history to record 1,000-yard rushing seasons. That was actually a good transition, by the way. Darren Sproles, 02, 03, and 04. Thomas in 09, 2010, and Deuce Vaughn against 2021 and 2022 there. And right now, Gins is ranked second in K-State school history in single-season rushing yards per carry, almost over 6.5. He's 6 in rushing yards a game. Still, despite the last two games, really, he probably can go back maybe a game before that, but he's still over 112 yards. That's 6th. Tied for 8th. And 100-yard rushing games. I would love to see number 7 go down tomorrow night. We'll see what happens. He's 98 rushing yards. And keep this in mind. 2 games to go. Cincinnati, obviously, Saturday. And Iowa State next week. And, of course, you got this bowl game. And I bet that bowl game. Anyways, 98 yards away from entering the single season top 10 list, 13 yards away from tying for 5th in school history there. And of course, the Dork Walker Award for 3 finalists will be announced for the Dork Walker Award next Tuesday. So, but to be in this group, DJ Gins, I tell you, I wasn't sure. I'll be honest, I wasn't sure about it, but now, knowing the player, knowing the personality, knowing how he has just been an absolute stud, he's been a backup to Deuce Vaughn for a minute. But ever since Deuce Vaughn graduated, I mean, he learned from Deuce Vaughn. So Deuce Vaughn showed him a way, and he shouted out Deuce Vaughn. DJ did. What was it? Last year, so a few times last year. So he gives all the credit to Deuce Vaughn there as well. So DJ Gins, to be put in the semifinalists, be really one of 4 backs in the Big 12, 10 in the top 10. I don't know where he ranks at right now, and that's not in my pay grade, but be in that discussion. Dope Walker semifinalists. Incredible stuff there from Junction City Zone, DJ Gins. And DJ Gins will get back into the end zone on Saturday night, senior night, against Cincinnati. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or now, or whenever have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, football, can they break the 2-game losing streak? It has been disappointing, to say the least, for this team. Obviously, Chris Klieman, I can go down the line. We've already established that this week, really the last couple weeks on this podcast. So we'll see. Can DJ Gins lead K-State back to the winner's column? Find out Saturday night against Cincinnati at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Senior night goes down tomorrow night as I'm recording this on Friday, November 22nd, 2024. That's going to wrap things up on this football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. He might do something tonight. I'm not sure. If not, definitely next week. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. And again, don't forget about the bonus channel over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.